Our next guest wrote a book about his career as a conservation officer, and that has led to him becoming one of the most sought-after speakers on wildlife issues in the country. John Borkovich, his book is Wildlife 911 on Patrol, and he's on the line with us right now. We haven't spoken with John in a while. Good to have you on the program. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I know that you have spent the last few years sort of crisscrossing the state and the country as a speaker on wildlife and conservation issues. What have these last couple of months been like for you?
It's been a little tough. I'm getting a lot of phone calls and messages that are requesting me to speak, but I can't. So we'll take care of that, and hopefully this summer and this fall get back to traveling, spreading the word about the outdoors.
And the outdoors is not off limits. We can all go out and go for a hike, fish, a hunt, all those good things that you like to talk about. What are you hearing from people that are getting tired of being cooped up? They want to get out there into the woods, don't they?
Oh, you betcha. Everybody realizes that the ultimate safe zone, or the ultimate location for social distancing, is our outdoor world. So there's a pent-up demand, and I'm seeing people venturing out more and more and more. It's a beautiful thing how many people are getting into nature, getting into kayaking, getting into fishing, getting into hiking, camping, canoeing, backpacking, because of what's going on. So I guess with all the negatives and all the bad news about this health crisis we seem to be in now, I'm the one that's saying there's some good things that are coming out of it. There's some very positive results coming from this crisis we're in.
Not the least of which is people wanting to become a little more self-sufficient. We've seen, gaps in the food chain here and there. That's prompting people, I think, to want to grow gardens and maybe catch their own food.
Wow. You just used the word self-sufficient, Paul. Being self-sufficient and self-reliance is so important, and it's sad that it took this medical issue to shock us into reality that we need to become more self-sufficient and more self-reliant. Part of that being self-reliant, and I'll get back to growing gardens and the organic food supplied when you fish and hunt, but part of being self-reliant is also being making yourself happy, being able to calm yourself down, being able to find some internal happiness, Paul. And I wish we had about an hour, but I'll try to cram in a few things here. But that internal happiness, many people are turning outside to find that internal happiness. It's a concept that goes probably way back to when we're young. All of us that have been blessed with a baby remembers when the baby would cry, and we changed the baby. And then the baby would need to be fed, so we'd feed the baby, and the baby would cry. After a while, Paul, of parents coddling and giving and giving and giving and being loving parents, the baby would still cry. So do you remember the first time you let your baby cry itself to sleep?
Yeah, that was not an easy time. That was 18 years ago, and I still remember it, absolutely.
Oh, everyone remembers. It's very hard on the parents, Paul, but it's better for the baby because the baby realizes how to comfort itself, how to make itself relaxed, and how to go to sleep happy. I think this is what's going on with us nowadays, that we need to turn to ourselves and find out what can entertain our time, what can relax us, what can comfort us, and what can make us happy. And again, as people turn to the outdoor world and spend more time outdoors, they do get this self-reliance. It's again, internal happiness that can't be found in a bottle, it can't be found in a needle, and can't be found from your doctor. You have to find it for yourself. And I'm so happy people are outdoors more. Makes me happy to see people that never fished, that never hunted, that never kayaked, are turning to the outdoors. I love it.
Yeah, people are finding their favorite trails, their favorite kayak routes, their favorite places to fish, and really seem to be enjoying it. I think the world has slowed down enough that we can maybe kind of appreciate some of those things.
Well, I hate to say this, but we maybe needed a gut check. Mm-hmm. We needed a wake-up call to get back to nature and get back to a maybe more relaxing lifestyle. During my years as a conservation officer, Paul, I got to see people's happiness through my own eyes. I got to see a family out canoeing or a young person out fishing, and I saw that happiness. And some people are just happy walking on the beach. Some people are happy going camping by a little river. Some people are happy to fish all day long. One of my friends, he's kind of a famous musician, Ted Nugent, he talks about how he never used drugs. He didn't need drugs. And, you know, his happiness comes from nature and from hunting. Mm-hmm. He's kind of wound up and full of energy, a little bit.
But yeah, he's just
kind of an energetic type of guy, and he's proud of the fact that nature gives him his happiness. So we all need to find what that happiness is. We all need to find our place. And it's kind of interesting to think that we are finding out who we are, Paul, not just what we are.
Yeah.
We're not just focusing on what we are in life. We're looking inward. We are looking inside ourselves and finding out who we are, and I really like where it's heading. I try to take the positive view of what's happening. There's enough sadness out there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I feel really bad. My heart hurts for anybody affected, you know, by this medical issue. My heart hurts for people affected by cancer and car accidents and drowning and heart disease also. Suicides and all these other sadnesses. But being the police officer all these years, I did see a lot of sadness and a lot of despair and a lot of, you know, bad things. So I understand people being upset. The world's full of this sadness and fear and anxiety right now. But, Paul, do you remember, just real briefly, do you remember that song by Bette Midler years back? One of the verses was, "The soul that's so afraid of dying."
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Never has a chance to live.
Mm.
Remember that one line in that song?
The Rose, that was the song, yes.
Never,
yeah.
Okay, we're almost at that crossroads right now. Yeah. That if we're so afraid to drive a car, if we're so afraid to go fishing, if we're so afraid to go swimming, if we're so afraid to partake in nature, then we're not really living. We still need to wear a seatbelt. We still need to wear life jackets when appropriate. We still need to protect our elderly and not be around sick people. So I bring that up for a reason, that there's so much out there. We need to keep exploring and striving to get out in nature and not curl up and just, you know, all woe is me and feel bad and carry this burden, this fear and, you know, sadness with us. We need to look at the bright side of life, the bright side of nature.
John, I've noticed, and by the way, nature's not that far away. It's, you know, in your own backyard. You don't have to travel a great distance to get connected to nature. And I've noticed that with less traffic, fewer people moving around out in the world, that nature seems to be coming to us. I saw somebody post a picture this morning on their Facebook page or in a Facebook group of a deer walking along the Edison Parkway right by the St. Clair River. I mean, we're seeing instances of wildlife coming right up into people's yards and into cities.
Well, that's beautiful, and thanks for bringing that up, because the benefit of that, Paul, is I see families using nature as an educational tool. Since the kids can't be physically in the schoolroom, I see a family out canoeing, and they're pointing out different fish, birds, and animals, teaching their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching their children about the different species and habitats. I see people teaching their kids about trees and plants and flowers. So you're right. The more we see nature, if we can turn it around and use it as an educational tool, it's just one more reason to partake. One caution that I have, if we all go to nature, if we all flood nature and flood our outdoor spaces, we just have to make sure that we still preserve and conserve what we love so much. We have to make sure that we don't pollute and we don't litter our environment. We have to make sure we still follow the fish and game laws so future generations can enjoy what we love too. But it's such a beautiful outdoor world. The fact that now a lot of people are realizing it is kind of important. Paul, I think we're in the human race, we've almost been part of this fast-paced rat race for a while, mm-hmm. where we forget nature, we ignore the outdoors, and we let technology, electronics, sort of drive us to do and to have more, more, more all the time. And this restructuring, so to speak, or this, redialing of our lives, changing our lives, is making us rethink who we are, make us think, what do we want to do, make us kind of get back to nature. It's a lot of us, and I think you'll understand this, a lot of us are not real happy to get back to the old normal,
right.
other than our good economy. But maybe our new normal will include maybe a healthier lifestyle, a happier lifestyle, more relaxing, where we spend more time with our families and spend more time outdoors. So maybe the new normal that I'm looking for.
Well, yeah, and I think the people that are doing that now, when they have this downtime, and so they're going for walks and they're going back out into nature and fishing more than they used to and enjoying the outdoors, hopefully you're right, John. I hope that does carry over even in the years ahead, and I think it will.
Well, let's promote it, and let's do our part to make sure we partake with nature and protect nature and encourage everybody to get outdoors.
Well, you're welcome back here anytime to talk about it, John. We always appreciate you joining us. You stay safe, be well, and hope to hear about you getting back out there on the road and talking to people about nature real soon.
Well, thank you, and thanks for spreading the word that we love nature and we take care of nature in the outdoor world, Paul. You take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.